This is WKSU News. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. More than 1 million Ohio voters have already sent in applications to vote by mail. But the Secretary of State and the Democrats are in court over whether they can be submitted electronically. WKSU's Afi Scruggs has more.
On Friday, Ohio's 10th Court of Appeals blocked a ruling requiring the state to accept emailed and faxed absentee ballot applications. Earlier that day, a Franklin County judge said the state law didn't specifically prohibit online submissions. Presently, applications must be delivered or mailed. But Ohio Democratic Party Chair David Pepper said Ohio already accepts online applications from overseas voters.
They're already getting emails from other countries. So if the boards of elections in Ohio can accept emails from other countries, why in the world could they not also do it from Ohio itself?
Ohio Secretary of State Frank LaRose says the court's original ruling on Friday could mean open season for hackers to attack local boards of elections. I'm Afi Scruggs, 89.7 WKSU.
The city of Akron is holding events this month to boost participation in the U.S. Census, which in some neighborhoods is estimated to be only 40% so far. This past weekend was the first such event in the South Akron neighborhood. Officials from the Census Bureau in the city set up tables at Leggett Community Learning Center, ready to help anyone fill out a census form. Resident Deborah Hanna says one reason for the low turnout may be the coronavirus pandemic.
People scared to go anywhere and they're scared to do everything. It's just terrible right now. I'm going to go call my people and make sure everybody's done it. It is very important. We need the money. Whatever we can get for this community, we need it.
City officials say that with trillions in federal funding potentially tied to population numbers, they're hopeful that Akron has actually seen an increase in population after decades of decline. The next two public events are this Saturday at the Helen Arnold CLC and the following Saturday at the Well. The number of coronavirus cases dropped below 1,000 on Sunday after spiking above the three-week daily average past week. Ohio reported 837 new coronavirus cases Sunday, bringing the state's total to 137,405. On Saturday, the state had reported about 1,200 new cases, and also on Friday. More Northeast Ohio bars were cited over the weekend for violating state health orders. Pavilion Restaurant in Geneva on the Lake was cited on Friday and again on Saturday. State agents observed as many as 100 patrons crowding a dance floor and little other social distancing measures in place. In Akron, patrons at the hookah bar Karma Cafe were cited for drinking after the 10 p.m. cutoff, as were patrons at Bogside Pub in Lake County and at Cleveland's local eatery in the Old Brooklyn neighborhood. The cases will go before the Ohio Liquor Control Commission for possible penalties, including fines or the suspension or revocation of liquor permits. A Summit County judge has dismissed a lawsuit filed against the Democratic candidate for county sheriff. Dan Soltis, who ran against Candy Fothery in the Democratic primary, claimed in the lawsuit that classified employees are prohibited from running for a partisan position. Fothery still works on the force. The lawsuit asked that Fothery be removed from the November 3rd ballot. Judge Patricia Cosgrove cited, quote, complete absence of any reason, and that plaintiffs have no likelihood to succeed on the merits. Fothery faces Republican challenger Shane Barker in November. The next bishop of the Diocese of Cleveland will be installed today. Edward Mlesic was chosen by Pope Francis in July to succeed Nelson Perez, who has moved on as Archbishop in Philadelphia. Mlesic will be installed during a special mass at St. John the Evangelist Cathedral at 2 o'clock. The Diocese of Cleveland will live stream the service on its website. Mlesic previously served as the bishop in Greenburg, Pennsylvania. Vice President Mike Pence will visit Zanesville on Tuesday at the Muskingum County Fairgrounds for what's being dubbed a Workers for Trump event. Polls show a competitive November 3rd presidential contest in Ohio, with Trump holding a slight lead over the Democrat Joe Biden, the vice president to former President Barack Obama. The Browns made too many mistakes to have a chance in their season opener in coach Kevin Stefanski's debut. Cleveland committed three turnovers, missed a field goal and an extra point in a 38-6 loss to the Baltimore Ravens. Quarterback Baker Mayfield says they don't have much time to dwell.
I just think the makeup of this team, there's a different attitude about it. We're going to watch this film, get it out of our system. And, you know, that's the good thing about having a short week is we don't have time to dwell on it. We'll watch it, realize where we went wrong, correct those mistakes, and move on to Cincinnati.
The Browns have their home opener Thursday night against the Bengals, who lost their first game of the season yesterday. This is WKSU.